This will wake you up and give you peace like you've never seen if you just listen to me. Listen. Did you come from Adam and Eve? Yes. If you're a Bible believer, saints, this will help you and save your life and save your heart and your turmoil and your, it'll save you your health because you won't be in stress. Did you come from Adam and Eve? Yes. Are there people coming from the people today that are going to be in Revelation? Yes. Are there going to be people in Revelation that are your offsprings or somebody you know? Yes. So you look at Adam and Eve in the Bible. And you came from them. You look at Revelation. Some of those people are your offspring. They came from you. What are you today? You're on earth. You're walking about. You're in a script. If Adam and Eve, everything that was recorded from Adam and Eve to Revelation, and it was written down for your admonition, right? John the Revelator, he foresaw the future of this place. The place that you're living now, did Adam and Eve walk down here on this ground? See, your mind is not thinking multidimensional. Your mind is just thinking what they taught you in school. Everybody's disconnected. If you get a hold of what I'm trying to show you, your whole world's going to change. Nothing's going to bother you. Nothing's going to bother you if you change your perspective and listen to what I'm trying to tell you. Did Adam and Eve walk on the same dirt you're walking on? Yes. It was written down in a book, right? Yes. Is Revelation written down in the book, the future? Yes. What about right now that you're living between Genesis and Revelation and you're walking on the same dirt, grass? You're walking, you're eating of the same, you're breathing the same air, you're drinking the same water. Are you in the same script as Adam and Eve were, Moses was, David, John the Baptist, people in Revelation? Are you in the same reality that they were in? Yeah. It's a book. It was written down. It's in a book. You know, Bible. Everybody says, learn your Bible, study your Bible, memorize your scripture. Okay. If you memorize scripture and you apply scripture, it'll help you here on earth, right? If you follow the script, it'll help your life today. Yeah. You believe that? Yeah. If you believe the Bible and you follow the Bible, you'll be blessed, right? Yeah. Well, when you open up the book, you see Adam and Eve, right? Yeah. When you open up the book of Revelation, you see the future, right? Yeah. Do you think you're better than them? No. Do you not think this is being recorded in heaven and it was already written? Yep. Don't you think that all those stories are repeating every day right now? Yep. God sustains his elect. He won't have his elect beg bread. It's not in a man's way to direct his steps. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. He shall direct your path. The script is happening now. You saw those people come through to the other side, didn't they? You saw their pain and their sin, but they came through to the other side, right? God sustained them and forgave them and saved them. And are you going to step in to by faith and come through to the other side? Yep. Yep, 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 yep. It's the same thing that happened to them is happening to you, right? Yep. The church age has to come to an end, right? Soon there's going to be a rapture. And then there's going to be a hive mind. Is the hive mind here now? Yep. Has it culminated? Not yet, but it will. The man of sin. There's a lot of antichrist waiting on the scene right now to show up. Could be Elon. Could be Clinton, could be Trump, could be any of them. Could be Obama. There's a lot of Antichrist waiting to show up on the scene. Yeah. Could be somebody in your bloodline, your great-grandchild could be the Antichrist. What if your child is the Antichrist? Would you believe you're in the book then? Would you believe it was predetermined then? Do you believe that God knew you in the womb before you were even born? He knows your heart better than you know your own heart. You're in a book. You're in the script, but it should give you comfort. Don't get mad about it. At least God wrote you in the script. At least you have life. At least you get to look at the sky and learn all this stuff and be introspective and learn new truths. It's all written. See, everybody around you, oh no, I don't know, it's the end of the world, Everybody around you is scared. But with this knowledge, you can have peace because you already know that it was already scripted. And if God knew you before the foundation of the world, He has a plan for you for health and wealth and peace and joy and truth and for good and not evil. Does God want evil in your life? No. God wants to bless you, especially if you're His. So no matter how many agents come after you to try to steal, kill, and destroy, you're blessed. And so when you really digest what I'm telling you, that your life is a vapor, it's a script, it's already written, it's already settled, you're just playing the same script. You can choose to go the way of Samson and Delilah, or you can choose to go the way of David, or choose to go the way of Cain or Abel, or choose to go the way of the prophets or whatever, because you have the Holy Spirit. You can choose. Jesus withdrew Himself. You can withdraw yourself from any situation at any time and not have any emotional baggage, because you know it's just a bunch of people playing little games, thinking they're little gods or goddesses or whatever they want to be. They think they're writing in their script. God's already got it. God's already got it under control, His handle. They can't touch you unless He releases His hand. They can't mess with you unless if there's a lesson to be taught to you. It's actually a blessing if you're saved. Well, that was the hardest lesson I've ever been through. Yeah. Yeah. And guess what? It's also a blessing. Think about your clay body. So go out in your front yard and grab a piece of clay, pour some water on it. Make a pot out of it, pour some water in it, squeeze it together, throw it back down on the ground. And that clay says, ouch, then go grab it and reform it and all. I gotta be careful what I say, but think about your health. So you take a parallel of what I'm saying and apply it to your health. Your body's a clay body, whether it's your blood, your vessels, when you cut back sugar, When you cut back sugar, you'll know what I'm talking about. The inflammation will go away, and you'll feel 20 years younger, and you'll be able to work more. You'll be able to work more hours and not even get tired. You can outwork your 20-year-old self or your 18-year-old self, even if you're 20 years down the road or whatever. You are a clay vessel. Go out in the front yard, pick the clay up, throw it back down. Ouch. Pick it back up, reform it, throw it back down. Ouch. Pick it up, reform it, throw it back down. Ouch. That's what God is doing to you. He's reforming you every day. Ouch, that hurt. Why ain't I learning my lesson, Lord? Why did I believe that gaslighting again? Why did I lie to myself? Instead of saying, they lied to me. No, the red flags were, you lied to yourself. The red flags were already there. You just didn't want to believe it. Well, I can't trust anybody anymore. The Bible says, put no confidence in mankind, but put confidence in God. Why'd you trust a human anyway? Why do you trust yourself? You really want to step into victory? Quit trusting yourself. Quit trusting humans. Trust God. And when He says, don't go here, don't go there. If He says, go here, go here. If He says, get up out of bed and go to work, go to work. If He says, save your money, save your money. Did He lead Adam and Eve? Yeah. Did He lead the people in Revelation? Yeah. Did He lead the people in Corinth? Yeah. Is God leading you? If you listen, if you know your Bible, if you see the other stories, God uses the same storylines to guide and push and lead you. That's all you need to know, that you're being led and pushed. And if you try to go this path, He stops you. If you try to go this path, just pay attention to what works easy. If things start to flow, oh, God's blessing this. Let me go with this. If He stops the flow, oh, I'm not supposed to go that path. If His lies, you don't go that path, you know. It's the easy button, people. It's really the easy button. If you're saved, this whole thing is really easy to grasp.